More and more, I find people feeling disconnected, feeling depressed. And in my research to understand depression, I've learned that 80% of depression is caused from indecision. Why we're indecisive is often a product of a situation where we feel like we don't know what to do and we don't know what choices to make. Philippians chapter 4, verse 10 through 13 says, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstance. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. One of the things that Paul points out here is that he has learned the secret to being content, to understanding that the situation in which he finds himself, whether hungry or well-fed, whether he has what he needs, or whether he's being oppressed and doesn't have what he needs, whatever the circumstance, he has learned to be content by trusting God. If we feel trapped, it's normally because we find ourselves in a situation we don't enjoy, something where we don't want the consequences of our actions, or where we don't want the external circumstances that have found their way into our lives. Many times, these things are completely out of our control. We don't control the world around us. What we do control is how we respond. Feeling trapped and indecisive, feeling like we need to make changes, is often a product of comparing what we have to what we think would be better, or what we think others have that's better than what we have. Circumstances, situations that we would rather experience than those that God has given us. But Paul is telling us that we can overcome that sense of depression, indecision, by simply being present in the moment and knowing that our God is in control, that we can trust Him in our circumstance, and that in every circumstance, as he pointed out in chapter 1, to live is Christ and die is gain. So in every situation, we need to look for the hand of God in what we are experiencing, how we can promote God within that circumstance, how we can honor God in our situation. Jesus suffered, and Christians will suffer. So part of the example that we have been asked to honor and to mimic is an example of how to suffer and yet not be defeated, to suffer and yet find joy, to suffer and yet rejoice. How do we do this? By trusting that whatever circumstance we find ourselves in is a circumstance that our God and Father has not abandoned us into, but is in fact walking with us through it, growing us through it, letting the product of our lives speak to others. So whatever circumstance you find yourself in, don't feel trapped, don't feel cornered. Don't compare yourself and think, I need to change this. Instead, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek to know what He wants out of that situation. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be confused. These are natural human emotions. But at the end of it, we want to honor God, put God first, and trust Him. And He will give us the strength that we need to endure the situation in which we find ourselves. Thank you. Have a great day.